It's time for Sporting a Cause here on Robin Hood Radio. We kick the 10 o'clock hour off the same each week with Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is his website. He posts blogs there. And also a great chronological calendar of events that are coming up that are all fundraisers and somehow, some way connected to sports. And right now, let's bring in our host-elect, Willie Hallahan.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for that fine introduction. Well, here we are, Sunday morning. It's a cold morning. It's going to be a golf day before the day is over. We've got a new president. Life is good, is it not?
It's sort of good, yeah. Well, around here, life is always good, no matter what happens.
Yes, it is. We have things to talk about, as always. I'm going to zip through the first few because I've talked about them every week. I just don't want to bore people because they're ongoing events today and ongoing through most of the month, really. There's the Salisbury Beast 5K. These are virtual or semi-virtual events. That's why they're ongoing. Salisbury Beast 5K, the three YMCA races, the Norbrook 5K Trail Race, the Canaan 5-Mile Race, and the Highland Lake 5K. They're all meant to be run, and they're on their original courses, but they're to be run when you can, basically. And those go through the end of November. Today, there's another Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club Turkey Shoot. We're winding down with those. There were 8 weeks of them on Sundays. It's been kind of good for them. Last year, they got rained out, it seemed like, every Sunday. This year, the opposite's true, so hopefully they've been successful. They run up to the week just before Thanksgiving. Also ongoing is the Salisbury Rotary Club raffle. That continues up until the 17th. This is a winner-take-all raffle, a $10,000 prize. It's a great prize. It's $10 a ticket, and they'll be drawing it the 17th, which is a Tuesday. That's when they have their usual weekly meeting, so they'll be today. The Couch Pipa VFW Hall is hosting a drive-through chicken barbecue dinner. Pickup is 1 to 3. That was $13 a person. Both the Salisbury Rotary Club and Couch Pipa are holding these alternative events because they've lost events they've had on my website, either a golf tournament or runs or whatever. And they're finding ways to try to make up for the loss of revenue in those canceled events.
And we should remind you that the VFW in North Canaan is having their spaghetti dinner for Veterans Day. It's just that it's going to be takeout, and it's the only people allowed inside are going to be the senior vets who need to be seated and stuff like that. So they are still holding that as well.
Great. Yeah, thank you for adding that. It's a great organization. They're great people. You and I both know a number of veterans who belong, and we need to support them whenever they can. And lots of, for example, the golf tournament that did not happen that supports the VFW actually is for scholarships. They're raising money for scholarships for Region 1 high schoolers. So, some of what they're doing is not necessarily for themselves, but for the good of the community. So we need to support them whenever we can. Chicken barbecues, spaghetti dinners, raffles, all those things. I'm going to be talking about those whenever I hear about them because they're really needed, especially this year. Next Saturday, the 14th, the Hellacious Half is what the race is called. This is a half marathon held in Litchfield. It's one of actually only a handful of kind of in-person events that have been held this year. The proceeds benefit the American Legion Post 27 in Litchfield, and it helps out local veterans who are struggling. And like the Canaan race last weekend, they'll do it safely. The race will be a staggered start. I think they have up to 10 people who will start at intervals rather than having that mass start where people are all bunched up against each other, just in a way to be able to run a race safely. And it can be done. It's being proven out that we can do these events in a modified form. It's taken a while, the more information we get, the more time goes by, we start to figure out how we can go back to our lives with the pandemic still going on, and that's one of those ways. You know, have an event. Go ahead, have it in person, but just do it safely. And that's a perfect example. Also next Saturday on the 14th, the Northwest Connecticut Walk to End Alzheimer's is going to be held at Lime Rock Park. It's called the Walk to End Alzheimer's Lime Rock Road Rally. Starts at 9 at Lime Rock Park. Everybody's traveling in their cars. There's a $50 registration fee to join the event. And they're going to drive around the area towns. It's meant to coincide with National Caregiver Month. And as we know, or maybe you don't know out there, that Alzheimer's is just one of those diseases that's particularly taxing on the caregiver, oftentimes, or family members. So this event, there have been several Walk to End Alzheimer's events that I've reported on the last few months, and this is yet another one for a very, very worthy cause. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about the Norfolk Curling Club, because things have fundamentally changed for that organization this year. Typically, they run from October to mid-April, and that's not happening this year. They're going to have a truncated season that basically goes from like mid-January to mid-April, maybe. That's if all goes well, if all their planning goes well, and things in the world continue the way they are. they hopefully will have a three-month season. There will be no Bonspiels. The Bonspiels are the name of their tournaments. They typically host four a year, and these are a big deal. They're major fundraisers for Norfolk Curling Club, and those are just not going to happen. And as well, some of the other fundraising activities they have are going to be affected by this season, because memberships, the tournaments, learn to curl events, rentals, they rent out their facilities to different organizations, all those are avenues of fundraising for them, and they're either going to be shortened, lessened, or just gone altogether. And so that's really going to affect them a lot. Something I haven't talked about, this is when we talk about a canceled event, it's not just the lack of fundraising that happens when an event doesn't happen. There's an economic impact on a town when an event comes to town, or in this particular case, doesn't. In the curling, the Bonspiels are a perfect example. You got for a Bonspiel that's being hosted by the Norfolk Curling Club, you're having 100 people plus at one of these events. They're spread out over 4 days, and many of them are people who are coming from out of town. It's not just the local curlers, but people from all around the East, in fact, come. So you got a number of people who are coming. They're staying. They're finding accommodations, eating in restaurants over a 4-day period, and it has a big impact on the town itself. And the same with a running event, maybe to a lesser degree. You have a race, say, in downtown Canaan. 150 people show up. Half of them are from out of town. They run their race. They find a place for breakfast or lunch. They drive around, look at points of interest, if there are any, get gas. I think people would be surprised at how much of an impact that has on a town. What I hope to do at some point, it was one of the things I wanted to do from the very beginning and just haven't had the time, is to do some polling at these events and see exactly what people do, what they spend their money on. But that's down the road a little bit, and we'll see. I know another example of just how much impact an event can have was the Western Connecticut Convention Visitors Bureau several years ago now, did an economic impact statement about the ski jumps. Jump Fest is a 3-day event every February. And what they found was really startling. That well over $100,000 is spent in the area, in the local town, Salisbury, Lakeville, and surrounding towns, over those 3 days of Jump Fest. And that's a huge amount of money. And when an event doesn't happen, that's a huge amount of money not to have. And lastly, something just came up on Facebook yesterday, the Little Guild, which has this run and wag 5K every year that was turned virtual this year. It's a major fundraiser, and I don't know what their figures are. They just wrapped up last week. There was a 3 or 4 week period where they held their run and wag virtually. But typically, they probably didn't raise as much money as they usually do when they have an in-person event. But anyway, they have an unexpected $8,000 expenditure to replace a new boiler. That just wasn't in the budget, and it's going to be a hardship for them. So they put that up on Facebook. I'm mentioning it because they're a charity that I've covered on my website. And, you know, if any of you have an affinity for the pets or for the Little Guild, or even if you don't, you might consider making a donation to them because winter's coming, their boiler is down, and they need to raise $8,000 to correct them. And I guess that's pretty much it, Marshall. Next Sunday, I'll be talking about Thanksgiving events, crazy as it seems.
Well, it's not that crazy. I've already ordered my fresh killed turkey from Laban. So.
There you go.
It's just
planning
that,
ahead.
It's just that instead of cooking it and taking it to a family member's house like I've done for what I'll be doing is portioning it out and splitting it up and doing it that way. But it's still Thanksgiving, and so yeah, let's look forward to it.
Yes, indeed. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Willie.
You too, Marshall. Thanks.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. You'll find him at sportingacause.com.